Welcome to Revenue Rehab, your one-stop destination for collective solutions to the biggest challenges faced by marketing leaders today. Now head on over to the couch, make yourself comfortable, and get ready to change the way you approach revenue. Leading your recovery is modern marketer, author, speaker, and chief operating officer at Tegrita, Brandi Starr.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Revenue Rehab. I am your host, Brandi Starr, and we have another amazing episode for you today. I am joined by Anastasia Pavlova. Anastasia is not your average CMO. She is a go-to-market strategist with a robust foundation in business, backed by an MBA from the prestigious Haas School of Business and enriched by nearly 20 years of full funnel marketing experience across B2B SaaS, cybersecurity, e-commerce, and B2C technology. Anastasia has global experience driving full funnel marketing with a laser focus on revenue, demand generation, ABM, customer retention, and expansion aren't just buzzwords for her. They are her bread and butter. Welcome to Revenue Rehab. Your session begins now.
Thank you, Brandi. This is an awesome introduction. I'm so happy to be here with you and to talk to your listeners.
Awesome. I am excited to have you. And before we jump into our topic, I like to kick things off with a little woo-saw moment that I call buzzword banishment. So tell me, what overused word or phrase would you like to get rid of forever?
Oh boy, I have so many, but the challenge is to pick one. So What makes me really cringe these days is when companies or CEOs or other folks talk about doing more or doing more with less. I mean, this is something that I think it's just has the wrong focus, right? So when I talk to my clients, I really and teams, I really encourage everyone to think about impact, right? So it's not about doing more with less. It is about doing the right things, right? And it's focusing on the outcomes that you're trying to drive and really focusing on what will make the biggest impact. So it is not about quantity of things that we do. We really need to focus on quality and on doing the right things that drive the right outcomes for customers and for the shareholders.
I agree completely. And just a few weeks ago, I was talking to a client around doing less with more focus, because we've got less resources in many cases. And so it's not about, you know, trying to do more with less resources. So I agree completely. So we will definitely not be talking about doing more with less during this conversation. So now that we've gotten that off our chest, tell me, what brings you to Revenue Rehab?
Yes, well, first of all, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always exciting to talk to other like-minded business people and marketers and leaders. And the topic of today's discussion, I think, is going to be about customer marketing. So we are at this time where companies focus on efficient growth, right? And one of the ways to drive efficient growth is to focus, on new logo acquisition, but it's getting really hard these days because the B2B buy environment is changing, lots of trends affecting that. So customers need to focus on the more integrated way of looking at their entire business and really mobilizing all their go-to-market teams on acquisition and on driving customer retention and growth. So I think today we're going to focus more on the customer side of things and how to drive retention and expansion with the go-to-market teams.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm always excited to talk about customer marketing. A large part of my career has been spent focusing on different aspects of customer marketing. So it is something that I'm very passionate about. And so as we go into our discussion, I believe in setting intentions. It gives us focus, it gives us purpose, and most important, it gives our audience an understanding of what they should expect from our discussion today. So what's your best hopes? What would you like people to really take away from our conversation?
Well, I think the important point is, and an important takeaway for everyone, is to really start thinking about how you can break organizational silos and move towards an integrated and targeted go-to-market approach across marketing, SDR, sales, customer success, and product that's focused not just on net new logo acquisition, but on customer retention and expansion.
Okay, perfect. So you hit on something earlier in that so many companies, when they are looking to grow, the focus is really on acquisition and net new. And I know we've all, you know, seen the statistics that it costs X amount more to drive net new versus to grow an existing customer. Yet the focus is consistently, you know, across the board. If you ask most companies, it's rare anyone's going to say, oh, we, you know, really double down, or that our focus is on the customer base. And so I'd like to start with, why do you think that is? Like, when we know it's so effective to, like, you know, focus on retention and getting more revenue out of our current customers, why is there this constant quest for new logos?
Yeah, well, I think that it really depends on the size of the company and the stage that they're in, because at the early stage, when startups are just trying to grow, that's where the focus is. They need to have to build that initial customer base, and they only have one product, right? So they have a limited number of customers. They would like to expand in maybe perhaps other regions, or but they have nothing to sell except the initial product. So it depends on the business model. And so as companies move from first building the product and building the initial customer base, and then they start expanding to become a platform, and then they start launching new products. So there's more opportunities to cross-sell additional products into their existing customer base. Companies just have more levers. Perhaps they grow through acquisitions, right? So they acquire new customers, or they acquire new tools. So there is additional opportunities for them to cross-sell into the existing base. So I think it's all about the stage of the company. And I find that the customers that are sort of reach that 100 million milestone, whether they are IPO or not, that doesn't really matter. But at that point in time, the focus starts sort of shifting into a more balanced approach between acquisition and customer expansion.
Okay, so that is insightful, thinking about, you know, that 100 million level as like the place where that balance sort of shifts. Because I do agree, like, when you're, you know, when you're a startup, you got to focus on new customers. Like, there's only so many customers to grow at that point. So thinking about those larger entities, so those folks that have hit, you know, the 100 million level and above, you talk about the integrated go-to-market strategy, where you do have this heavy cross-sell, upsell, retention strategy. What does good look like? So from your perspective, you know, companies who are really getting it right in having an end-to-end from acquisition to growth, like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so I think a lot of that has to do with business strategy and alignment between all these different go-to-market functions, right? When the CEO has really a good mandate for everyone and demands that all the teams are focused on achieving the right outcomes together, committed to breaking the silos, then this strategy could work, right? So whether you're focused on a key set of initiatives throughout the organization, and this could be, yes, we're trying to reach this percent of revenue through acquisition, but this percent of revenue needs to come from customer expansion and customer retention. When everyone is on the same page with regard to goals, and when functional leaders can start talking together about specific strategies and tactics, how they're going to go about accomplishing those goals, then it's going to work. Right. And so what I advise companies is really think through this targeted go-to-market integrated approach. And it starts with, setting the goals for each team and sharing those goals and picking the accounts that that you're going to focus on throughout this journey. So whether these are accounts that you're going to drive acquisition from on that new side, picking accounts to focus on retention issue, or whether it's renewals or whether it's expansion, this needs to be done as a joint exercise, and all teams need to be aware of what those accounts are and what the strategies are going to be like. Another area where I think a lot of companies struggle is the operational side of things, because in order to enable these processes, you need to have your data in order, you need to have your processes on the revenue operations side in order. Your strategies are going to be only as good as the processes and data that kind of underlie as a foundation. So companies need to really invest in revenue operations early on to be able to run as best in class companies.
Yeah, I would definitely agree there. And it is, you hit on some really key points around breaking down the silos, having revenue operations in place. Like, those are the things that do enable that integrated strategy. And so I want to back up a little bit again. You talked about how the buying environment has changed, and how, you know, there is a need to really be looking, like, customers are really looking at their business as a whole. And so I'd love to hear your perspective, on what's changed, how are buyers buying different, and how does that specifically relate to thoughts around, you know, growing revenue from customers?
Yes, thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak about that. And I think you and I are on this CMO Coffee community every Friday, so there's a lot of discussions around that. And I love that community, by the way. I find that the speakers they bring are really good, and it's a really vibrant forum for like-minded people and folks specifically in the B2B SaaS world. But speaking about some of the trends that are happening, so the old lead gen marketing playbook just doesn't work anymore, right? So, and there are multiple people who kind of talked about that. The reality is that when companies kind of operate in silos and focus on lead gen, and marketing is responsible for driving in MQLs, handing them over to SDRs, and then trying to set up meetings and bombarding all the prospects with mass unpersonalized emails and putting gates in front of prospects, and then doing SDR cold calls, this just doesn't work, right? So what it translates into lots of inefficiencies for companies, and frustrated buyers, and longer sales cycles. So it's becoming harder for marketers to be effective. And the way buyers buy these days is that they go to the communities and to their peers, and they don't want to engage with salespeople any longer. So I think Pavilion published some data last week on how sales is broken because, you know, huge turnover on the rep side. I think deal cycles are becoming so much longer and win rates have plummeted. So lots of issues there. So companies are struggling on the sales side, right? And then... So marketers have been really focused, as we discussed, too much on acquisition, and so not enough on retention and expansion. So knowing that you know there is a clear need for customers to start thinking about their go-to-market strategies differently, and for companies that are in working in this outbound sales go-to-market motion, they really need to think about a more integrated and targeted way to go to market. And that involves, as we said, all these cross-functional teams working together and working together on a targeted way of fixing this problem. So picking the right accounts, really operationalizing this process through their systems. It involves building content to solve the right problems for different stages of the buying journey, and then running integrated campaigns or go-to-market plays, trying to address specific issues that the company is facing in order to increase conversion rates and hit the revenue targets, right? So specifically when we talk about the customer side of things, it's also interesting how the customer marketing function is changing and customer success function is changing. And so there, again, very few companies that are really thinking about strategically and integrating these functions or building an entirely customer-focused function that is independent on sales and marketer, sales on marketer. So there are different models around that. But I think if we talk about the changing role or evolving role of customer marketing, customer marketing really needs to be more strategic and be more aligned to customer success and to sales organizations so that they drive the same outcomes, whether it's net new revenue retention or whether it's growth. So it's a lot. I gave you a lot, so I'm happy to double click on any of those points because, like you, I'm really passionate about this topic.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm over here fervently taking some notes on some things that I wanna come back to. So I want to dig in a little bit on how the customer marketing role has changed, because I have seen it, you know, organized differently in different companies, where in some cases I have seen the marketing teams more aligned by product or vertical, and the same people that are, you know, looking to drive net new are also the people that are doing, you know, customer marketing. I've seen where customer marketing is its own team and, you know, a bit separate from those that are trying to, you know, drive net new demand. And so I'd love to hear your thoughts. And I know it's nuanced that, you know, every company's gonna, you know, have its own nuances of why it needs to be different. But, you know, thinking about more holistically, how do you think, you know, if you're in control of how to organize the marketing resources, you know, within, and I'm talking about these larger companies that have hit at least 100 million. So we're not the, you know, one lone marketer, but what's your perspective on what is, you know, kind of the standardized approach?
Right. So I don't know if there is one size fits all approach, as you mentioned. So it's very nuanced. It all starts with the strategy. So a marketing leader, CMO, needs to sit down with the CRO and head of customer success or wherever that function is that is responsible for customer enablement, customer onboarding, customer retention, and customer expansion revenue. And they need to figure out, okay, what problems we're trying to solve together. Right. And so if the problem is, okay, we have to get our churn under control. So let's figure out how we can align our downstream team so that they can focus on solving that problem. If the focus is customer retention, then let's focus there. What I would say is that when customers companies think about solving customer retention, very often what they miss is proper diagnosing of the problem. And that is really, really important because when churn occurs, it occurs for a reason, right? And there could be multiple reasons. There could be a reason because, the onboarding was really poorly executed or because you don't have power users or resources to enable power users at the companies that at your customer companies to properly run more complicated solution that you sold them, or that the expectations were not set up correctly during the sales process, or it could be something else, and they're just not adopting or using the product as frequently as needed in order to realize the value. So diagnosing the problem is the first step. I remember when I was at Marketo and my first initiative was to build a customer demand generation strategy, which very much focused on the revenue side of things, how to drive cross-sell revenue, how to drive and support education and services organization in order to turn them more from cost centers to kind of revenue drivers, right? And so that conversation started with, okay, let's align on the goals. What are you trying to accomplish? And how can marketing team support you in that? And so I built that strategy and then we started operationalizing that strategy through developing the right content and the right programs around that. But Marketo was at the time probably somewhere around 200 million in revenue, and another problem that we were trying to solve was a lot of churn on the SMB customer side, right? And that was a result of again multiple reasons. One of the reasons was that again the expectations during the sales process were not set up correctly, and the fact that also Marketo sort of created so much demand for its platform that Marketo admins the demand gen managers who were basically running the platform were in such demand that they were impossible to hire. So that was one of the big issues. And so to solve those issues, we really had to double down on creating training courses, operationalizing, first building educational content that would enable other Marketo users to really run the platform at the right level, and partnering with a whole range of outside service providers in order to help our customers there. Okay. So diagnosing the problem is the first step in this process, and companies need to start there and kind of then align on the right goals and the right outcomes.
Okay, and you talked about customer demand gen strategy, and One of the things that I have seen in looking, you know, a lot of clients we've worked with or just others I've talked to, is that a lot of times customer marketing seems to be almost like put in a box with only three tactics. They have email, they have their content development, which is, you know, not necessarily a tactic, but then they also have events like customer events and roadshows and things like that. And it seems like, you know, thinking about the overall go-to-market strategy and, you know, all the tools in the toolbox, so to speak, that a lot of people don't think about, you know, I know you've got background in ABM, like ABM tactics for cross-sell, upsell, or even running, you know, paid media, or like all of the tactics that we leverage on the acquisition side. It seems like so many of them could have a role on the customer side, but it's almost like just nobody really thinks about them. It's like, you got events, you know, you got email, and then we're going to develop a ton of like the kinds of content that you said. When you're working with clients, because I know you do a lot of advising around go-to-market strategy, what are your thoughts around how people are thinking about that? Like, do you have experience with pulling in lots of different tactics that have been successful? Do you see it really as like, this is kind of the box that customer marketing should be in? Just really, you know, curious of how we get people thinking a little bit differently about how they approach their strategy for customer marketing.
Yes, definitely. So, again, it depends on what the goals are and what we're trying to accomplish. If we're trying to drive customer revenue, let's pick an example that we're building a cross-sell campaign. I think one of the misconceptions about customer marketing is that you don't need to spend money because you already acquired this customer, so it shouldn't cost you so much. So you don't need to deploy paid media, for example, right? And to a large degree, that's true, right? But you need to think about where the tactics that are going to be most effective are those that will find your customers where they already hang out, right? So understanding what are the best and preferable touch points for each customer, and trying to reach them in as many places is going to bring you the best results, right? So I typically don't advise customers to start from the tactics, but really think through the strategy holistically, right? And if we're thinking about cross-sell, so what it starts with is really having a very detailed sort of operational map where all your customer accounts are really broken down by, you know, which products are being owned by which customer, so that you can understand sort of the white space, right? And see what cross-sell products make sense to them. And having building a map like that in your CRM system would enable your marketers and your sales team to really sort of pull the right strings and run campaigns much more smoothly. And that's where a lot of companies struggle. But then going back to the tactics, again, yes, I think the targeted approach works really, really well. And you first need to really understand what content would work for all your customers. And by content, I mean, it doesn't have to be text-based content. Having a lot of video tutorials or video tips, webinars, snippets from various events that you can slice and dice into so many other content types work really great. And then the question is, okay, how do you deliver all this information to a customer given your understanding on of their stage of the buying journey. Because the same journey, whether it's awareness, consideration, or decision, works on the customer side if we're talking about cross-sell products, right? So you need to build awareness the same way you do that in the acquisition journey, right? So if your customers hang out on LinkedIn, you need to leverage LinkedIn. Could be very easy to reach your customers inside your product contextually, right? When they're using something, to expose a lot of features there. Using tools like Pendo, for example, is great. But good old webinars or demo days work wonders, right? And so you can run them virtually or in a live fashion. So I think really marketers need to think holistically and pick the tactics and that work for their situation and their customers.
Okay. And my last question is, I know that you have some insights around go-to-market framework and what this can look like. And so, you know, we talked about big picture strategy. We talked a little bit about, you know, the in the weeds of the tactics. So I'd love to hear more insight around your framework and what you would recommend, you know, in terms of having that integrated go-to-market framework.
Yes, the framework is very simple. It's five steps, right? And it starts with setting the goals, right? Or really getting everyone on the page with regard to the goals. Step two is selecting the accounts that you're going to focus, right? And building account insights. And again, this is something that needs to happen together between marketing and sales and customer success teams and all customer facing teams. And what happens is very often because of the silos, there are pockets of information that kind of exists within those groups internally. But because this information is not shared, a lot of opportunities are lost. The next step is developing content that would help you drive, whether it's retention or cross-sell and upsell, like thinking really through about personas that you're going to target, whether they're executives or practitioners. Very different content requirements for each of those profiles. If you're targeting different vertical segments, again, there are nuances that you need to keep in mind. Step number four is running campaigns. And that's what we just touched upon. Which tactics are available to you? Where do you find your customers? And testing different things and see what works. And then the last step is measuring and optimizing. So you start small, you run a pilot, see what works, and then you try to expand and you measure the right things. You know, and at the end of the day, it all should map to your net revenue retention and customer satisfaction and revenue at the end of the day.
Awesome. So we're going to set our goals. We're going to select our accounts, develop content, run campaigns, measure and optimize. Yeah, I love when a framework is like really straightforward because that makes it so much easier to follow and to figure out, you know, where to start and where to go from here. And so I'd say talking about our challenges is just the first step and nothing changes if nothing changes. And so in traditional therapy, the therapist gives the client some homework, but here at Revenue Rehab, we like to flip that on its head and ask you to give us some homework. And so I always like to make sure that everyone listening walks away with, you know, a key action item. And so if those listening recognize that they, you know, really are not tapping in and driving revenue through customer marketing. And, you know, they're trying to figure out what to do. So besides following the framework, what would be your one thing? What would be your first action item that they should take coming out of listening to this episode?
Yeah, so if you are in customer marketing, make sure that you go and talk to your sales and customer success leaders and align with them on the goals. So understand the goals and their priorities and and start thinking about how you can partner with them together and drive the same outcomes, and what things you need to do to change your current processes in order to help them achieve the same goals.
I love that. And then also, you know, just looking back at some of our past Revenue Rehab episodes, once you finish listening to this episode, scroll on back to episode 72, where we talk about deciphering customer desires. Anastasia talked at the beginning about, you know, customer needs and the buying process has changed. And that was one of those episodes that was a great opportunity to, you know, dig into some of those insights as well. And so, Anastasia, I have thoroughly enjoyed our discussion, but that's our time for today. But before we go, tell us how people can connect with you, and also give us the shameless plug for Bold GTM. Tell us what you all do.
Thank you, Brandy. Thank you for having me. I really, really enjoyed our discussion. The listeners can find me on LinkedIn. Anastasia Pavlova, and I have my own company, Bull GTM. It's a go-to-market and revenue marketing consulting. So I help B2B SaaS mid-market companies to drive efficient growth through acquisition, retention, and cross-sell.
Awesome. Well, we will make sure to link to both Bold GTM and your LinkedIn. So check the show notes wherever you are listening or watching this podcast. Well, Anastasia, I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks everyone for joining us. I hope you have enjoyed my conversation. I can't believe we're at the end. Until next time.
You've been listening to Revenue Rehab with your host, Brandy Starr. Your session is now over, but the learning has just begun. Join our mailing list and catch up on all our shows at revenuerehab.live. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at Revenue Rehab. This concludes this week's session. We'll see you next week.